Unit 3, Section 1, A Famous Place.
Well, yes, I have. I have been there, but I'm afraid I haven't really seen it properly.
Uh-huh.
Well, that may sound a bit strange, but when I was a student at Oxford, I was at a party one night, and several of us who had had a little bit to drink were sitting round, and we were rather keen on romantic literature and theatrical effects, and we thought it would be a romantic thing to do, to drive off in the early hours of the morning and watch the sunrise there. So we all got into the car and drove off for about, I suppose, an hour and a half, and we wanted to see the sun come up behind the stones. Well, when we got there, it was still dark, but it was extremely cold, extremely wet, and very foggy. We couldn't, when the sun began to come up, when it began to get a little bit light, we couldn't, in fact, see anything at all, because there was so much fog around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a bit of a disaster, because the worst thing was that we were all sitting shivering in the car when this great thump came on the window, and a policeman shone his torch inside and said, "Oi, oi, oi, what you doing here?" And told us to move on. I think he thought we were going to paint pictures all over it, because you know that has happened from time to time. Anyway, it was not the most successful of our trips.
Unit 3, Section 2, Going Ashore.
This is the captain speaking. We will be arriving in Antalya at 6:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. The first boats to shore will leave at around 7 a.m. There are two excursions tomorrow. One is an all-day trip to the archaeological sites at Perge, Aspendos, and Side. The bus will leave at 8:30 a.m., and it will be an all-day tour. You will visit Aspendos, which has a very famous ancient theatre, which is still used, before going on to the town of Side. There you can see the remains of the city and visit the museum before lunch at a resort by the beach. On the way back, you will stop at Perge, which was one of the most important cities. The tour costs 250 Turkish lira, and lunch is included. If you are interested, please let the person know. The other excursion is a visit to the town of Antalya. This will be on foot. The excursion is free. Anyone interested should meet where the boats land at 9:30 a.m. or 2 p.m. The tour lasts 2.5 hours. If you want to have lunch in town, you might want to try one of the fish restaurants at the harbor. They are all very good, but the Altın Balık, that's Altın Balık, or Golden Fish, is very well known. The ship sails at 9 p.m., and the last boat from shore leaves at 8:45 p.m. We hope you have an enjoyable day. Please do not hesitate to contact any of the staff if you have any questions.
Unit 3, Section 3, A Holiday Story.
Going on holiday always makes me feel uneasy. There is always so much to do before I set off. Passports to check, tickets to buy, cases to pack. And even when the journey is behind us and we arrive at the hotel, I still feel uneasy. Did I turn the gas off properly? Did I lock the door securely? My wife tells me not to be silly, and after a while I manage to put these worries out of my mind. But then I think of new ones. Is the water safe to drink? Is the beach safe for bathing? Well, one year, when we were holidaying in France, I began to worry about what would happen if the hotel in which we were staying caught fire. I read the fire regulations carefully, and found the assembly points that were to be used in case of emergency. I impressed upon my wife the need to be prepared and the necessity of keeping a cool head, for I felt that disaster could strike at any time. Each night, I set out my clothes in such a way that I could dress quickly. In my jacket, I put our two passports, air tickets, and traveler's checks. Each night, my wife watched my preparations and made remarks which she considered witty, but which I did not find the least amusing. And much to my annoyance, she refused to take any precautions of her own. Our holiday progressed pleasantly enough until the night fire actually broke out. We were awakened by the alarm bell. There was a strong smell of smoke in the air. I leapt out of bed and wasted valuable seconds helping my wife to find her clothes. I then dressed quickly, even managing to remember my sun hat. Together we made for the assembly point, and in good order were led to safety. And once outside, we stood hand in hand watching the firemen as they worked to put out the fire. "And now," I said, "and now you see the advantage of being prepared and keeping a cool head. I even remembered my sun hat." "Oh, you're absolutely right," she said. "But I do think you might have put on your trousers."